looking for a way to help their parents figure out how to stay afloat during the pandemic, two born and raised Skagwegians have developed an e-commerce website for Alaskan businesses. And though they started small, the momentum is gaining. People in Skagway might know the co-founder and CEO of Voyage.com, Olivia Klupar, from the restaurant Olivia's that was named after her on Broadway Street. She started Voyage.com, spelled V-O-Y-I-J.com, in 2014 as a way to sell tours in Skagway. But 5 years later, it underwent a transformation to become an e-commerce website, kind of like an Amazon.com, but for Alaskan businesses, that continues to sell tours and help people choose travel destinations, while also now selling products to would-be travelers that are stuck at home. According to Klupar, the website has spread from Southeast Alaska to the rest of the state.
So we're now working with businesses in Anchorage and all the way. We have a business on our site in North Pole, all the way down to Seward and on the Kenai Peninsula.
She and her brother Greg noticed that during the global pandemic shutdown, businesses in Southeast Alaska were shuttered because of the complete lack of tourism. And they set out to find a way to help those stores move the products that are collecting dust on their shelves.
So we started that with my parents. And then we said, wow, well, if my parents are having this challenge, I'm sure other businesses are having this challenge.
Greg Klupar went to school for computer science and built the online platform. Each business has its own secure login and they can upload photos of their products. From there, the Klupars help market those products. Once a sale is made, the business is notified and Voyage.com processes the payment. It's free to join Voyage. The website makes their revenue by taking a percentage of each sale rather than charging a hosting fee.
It's been such a terrible 2 years, and I think that there's a huge opportunity to drive real revenue to local communities, and it's going to be online for this year just because there isn't not a substantial amount of travel.
This year, the Skagway-based company has signed partnership deals with both Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines and Norwegian Cruise Lines. They have become the official online retail site for the Iditarod and continue a partnership with Buy Alaska, which is run through the Small Business Development Center of Alaska. With the recent marketing blasts by the cruise ship industry, sales have seen a sharp increase.
You just put it up and you start selling. I mean, this one email that we sent on Monday, six new businesses had their first sale ever on Voyage just from the one email. And I want there to be a lot of firsts this year.
The online platform is designed to allow small businesses to control as much or as little of the website as they want.
We do a full training. It takes about 30 minutes to an hour to get them up and selling right away from our site. From there, they can go ahead and add their own products if they want in their own time, or if they need extra help, we are more than happy to step in.
For now, the company sits at about 150 Alaska businesses on their roster, and they plan to stay focused on Alaska businesses. Cruise ships are scheduled to make their return to Alaskan waters in 2022. The Klupar siblings are hoping to see businesses in Alaska stay afloat for now and thrive once tourism returns. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Mike Swayze.